From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with a trio called Made in Sweden, a very early example of progressive rock with some jazz influences. We'll turn to their 1968 release, Made in Sweden with Love. The trio, comprised of Georg Wadenius, guitar and vocals, Bo Hagström, bass, and Tommy Borgud on drums. The album contains both vocal and instrumental tracks. We'll hear one of the instrumentals, Saucery.
Thank you.
We began that set with Made in Sweden, Saucery, from Made in Sweden with Love, from 1968. From 1969, a short piece from the debut solo album from English guitar icon John McLaughlin, the album Extrapolation, with John Sermon on sax, Brian Odges on bass, and Tony Oxley on drums, a piece which John also recorded that year as part of the Tony Williams Lifetime for the album Emergency, Spectrum. And speaking of Lifetime, we heard from their second album from 1970, Turn It Over, released on Verve Records. Still with John McLaughlin on guitar, Khalid Yassin, or Larry Young, on organ, Jack Bruce joining the band, making it a quartet, on bass, and, of course, Tony Williams on drums and also vocals. We heard a two-part piece which opens the release. It's two tracks, but without a break. To Whom It May Concern, Them, and To Whom It May Concern, Us. We'll begin this set with music of the Reform Art Unit, fronted by Austrian sax and flute player Fritz Nowotny, with Sepp Mitterbauer, piano and trumpet, Tony Mickelmeyer, bass, and Muhammad Mali on drums. This piece was recorded in performance on April 25, 1969, at the 20th Century Museum in Vienna. It's part of a three-movement improvisation called For John Coltrane and Pablo Picasso. It's For John Coltrane and Pablo Picasso, 1.
Thank you.
We began that set with Reform Art Unit for John Coltrane and Pablo Picasso 1 from the album For John Coltrane and Pablo Picasso, that piece recorded in Vienna in April of 1969. The CD also contains material recorded at another venue in Vienna, Alte Schmiede, in January of 1995, with a new and expanded version of Reform Art Unit, still with Fritz Nowotny and Sepp Mitterbauer, but with a cast of other improvisers from around the world, including drummer Sonny Murray. And lastly, from 1965, French pianist François Tusk and his album Free Jazz. This album has been sought after by collectors for decades. In 2017, the Finders Keepers label finally reissued this classic. François Tusk, piano, Michel Portal, bass clarinet, François Jeannot, flute and sax, Bernard Vité, trumpet, Bernard Garin, bass, and Charles Saldre, drums and percussion. We heard the opening track, Description automatique d'un paysage de sol. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want more information about the show, including detailed program playlists, or if you'd like to listen to this and previous episodes in the series at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for Jazz Progressions show number 1715. We'll conclude the hour with more free improvisations from Europe, but some considerably more recent recordings. We'll begin with a selection from 2011 and a trio fronted by German trumpeter Thomas Heberer, Thomas Heberer's Clarino, with Joachim Badenhorst on clarinet and Pascal Niegenkemper on bass. Their release from 2011 on the Portuguese Clean Feed label is called Clipe, K-L-I-P-P-E, and this is the opening track, Turn.
Thank you.
We began that set with Thomas Heberer's Clarino, featuring Joachim Badenhorst on clarinet, Turin, from their 2011 release Klippe. And lastly, a duo, Czech bassist Miroslav Vitus, teaming up with Norwegian saxophonist Jan Garbarek, both of whom have performed in a variety of jazz settings over the decades, including free improvisation, fusion, and even straight-ahead jazz from time to time. In 1992, they teamed up for the album Atmos, released on the ECM label, and it's just the two of them for the entire release. On that track, Miroslav Vitus demonstrated how the bass can be utilized as a sort of percussion instrument. With Jan Garbarek on soprano sax, we heard Goddess. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.